Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tov Kuf Nun Beis, which deals with the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. And we begin second line, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afilu Bishel Min Echod B'Shtei Kederos. We're talking here about the Suda Hamav Sekes, that special meal, the Sudas Tisha B'Av that we have right before the start of Tisha B'Av. So it says, at this meal, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. That's what we discussed in the Sefim yesterday that began this Simen. And it said that you can't have Shnei Tavshilin. So it says here, even Afilu Bishel Min Echod B'Shtei Kederos, if you had one species, one type of food that you cooked in two different dishes, two different pots, that's still called Mikrei Shnei Tavshilin. Now, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't mean that if you cook, let's say, a hard-boiled egg in one pot, and then a hard-boiled egg in another pot, that that's considered Shtei Tavshilin. So what does it mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches tells us, Pirush, She'echod b'liloso ovo v'echod b'liloso raka. If you're having some sort of a dish, and one is a thick dish, and one is a thin dish, so then it's considered two separate dishes. Avolim Shnei b'shaba. But if it's just cooked in two different pots, and it's the exact same thing, in k'peide l'vasho b'shtei kederos, that's not a problem. And you can have a little bit from one pot and a little bit from another pot, or whatever the situation may be. Dershu footnote number 7 brings down the lecho beitzim huasuyos bidrochim shonos to have different types of egg. For example, could go to chavito, beitzah kosher, or beitzah ayin. So if you're going to have a different type of hard boiled egg, soft boiled egg, an omelet, etc., so the shelus chuvus or litzion brings down that each type of egg is considered a separate sug. Shekol sug nechshav l'tavshil echad. It's an omelet is different than a hard-boiled egg. And therefore, ein lecho mishnei sugim. You can't have two different types of eggs. And he says, v'af lecho beitz arak or beitz akosh, even to have like a soft-boiled egg and a very, very runny one or a somewhat harder one, the Ben Ish Chai says that nishtapku b'zachron, he's not sure. V'lokin ein lecho l'shteyem b'suda mafsekes. Don't have both of them together at the suda mafsekes. On the other hand, the Torah Chaim brings down, sheposhet lo shebeitz arak or akosh, eino nechshev shnei tavshilin. The two different types of eggs, one's a little bit runnier, one's less runny, is not considered two separate types of eggs. Shemotzi b'ktera achas, chelik ma'beitzim koshus, chelik rachus. Sometimes the egg is not evenly cooked and fried exactly the same exact way throughout the entire egg. That's not a concern. Mechaber continues and he says, v'chein yesh lahachmir, one also should be careful, v'lizor mishnei minim b'ktera achas, to have two different species within the same pot, Elo, unless in kein hudover shadarko b'kach, unless they're always eaten together, kol hashana, the rest of the year. For example, kagon, afunin is peas, and the Ramah says, minin zeronim, various types of seeds, ubalaz, tzitziri, so these are peas, shenos demaleim bitzolim ubeitzim, that you put on them eggs or onions. So this is normally eaten all together, that's considered one dish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes, pirush, v'odom echod en yochol lechol shteyem. He's telling us here that when you have two different dishes, so then if there's shnei minim, b'kter achas, then one person shouldn't eat both of them, unless they're always eaten together. But if they were cooked in the same pot, so there's two different things there, so Reuven could have one part that's a tavshil, and Shimon could have another part that's a separate tavshil, that's not a problem. But one person shouldn't have both the tavshilim, unless there's something, shadarko b'kach, as the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Yod, that they're always eaten together in this fashion. For example, the peas and the onions and the egg. As the Mishnah explains, Sivkot and Yud, Rotsaloma, Shirov, Hapamim, Nosdim, Betzalim, Beitzim, Bafunim, that it's normal to put these eggs and onions together with the peas, Kemosha Derech, Letagin, Iso, Beitzim, just like when you fry a dough with eggs, it's considered one dish, not two separate dishes. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, V'afim, Rak, Darko, B'chach, even if you're doing it this way, but other people don't do it this way, the Kapachaim writes, you go after Minhogo, V'nech Shav Tav Shalechad. You go by what you normally do and not necessarily what everybody else does. And he says, "Vadvarim shaderech levashim gam nifrim gam yachad." Some things you eat together sometimes, and some things you eat separately. So the Shelus of Shulz Arusiyon says in this situation that it's considered Meichel Echod. And he says, therefore, Lachain, Tavshilo Osi, Meagvanios Ubeitzin, if you have tomatoes and eggs, for example, and he calls this Shakshuka. Shenechshav Tavshil Echad is considered like one Tavshil normally, even though Shederech Lavashil, Agvani Slavad, Beizim Lavad, you certainly can have eggs by themselves and tomatoes by themselves, Kivin Shaderech Gam Lavashil, Shnei Yachad, since they are often eaten together, therefore it's considered one Tavshil for this purpose. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Avol Dogim Osu L'Tagim Beitzim, but to have fish with eggs, so on top of them, that's not allowed. Because Kivin Shirov HaPamim Mevashil Osam below Beitzim, because most of the time you have the fish, it's not with eggs, so therefore that's considered two separate Tavshilin. And he says, this is from the Magen Avraham, and he says, V'kavonoso, the kavona of the Magen Avraham, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, is afilu l'osu mekom shalonagu lesor b'stam dogim. That's the places where they did eat dogim. We pointed out yesterday that many places don't have dogim, certainly not fancy dogim. They might have something like sardines, we said, but not fancy dogim. So in a place where they did have the custom to have dogim, you shouldn't have them with eggs. Then he says, ulavivos, it's like cake, mimulam bigvina, that has like a Danish, that has a cheese Danish with pastry, and inside of it is cheese, that's nikwar shtei tavshilin, that's considered two separate tavshilin. And he says, likewise, uchein bretolokshin is basically itrios ruchovus, is in the bottom in Tirgum 1, which is like wide noodles, flat wide noodles, in vina with cheese. That's considered like two separate dishes. Given the rope pum ainos became because they're not usually made together like this, therefore have ishne tavshilin, they're considered two tavshilin. What about something like blintzes? So the issue foot number 9 says a maichel that always has let's say potatoes or cheese inside of it, like a cheese blintzer or a potato blintzer. So in that situation, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's considered maichel echad. So blintzer is not considered two separate things, it's considered one thing, even though afa pishu regil and lechol is amilu, even though some people will have just the cheese part or the potato part by itself, nevertheless, that's considered one tavshil for this purpose. The Chaver continues and he says, "V'tavshil anas midovah shenechal kamo shuchai." Something that's eaten both raw and cooked, mikri tavshilin is it. It's still called the tavshil in this regard. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nir tells us, "The afdil inyan bishulei akum ain shem tavshilov." In regards to whether something is considered a bishul akum problem or not, so then if it's eaten raw, so something like carrots, which could be eaten raw, or they could be eaten cooked carrots, so it's not considered bishul akum. You'd be allowed to go and eat what an akum made, 100% kosher, but it was cooked totally by an akum. So there's no inyan of bishul akum that's also in that situation because it could be eaten raw. So in regards to bishul akum, there's a difference whether it's something can be eaten raw, whether something is only eaten when it's cooked. So then, for example, he gives a different example that I gave with the carrots. Could go chol v'shinish bashul v'chayotzi b'zeh if you have milk that's cooked. Or things similar to this, so linyanenu also, in regards to here, it is considered a tavshil, even though in regards to bishul akum, it's not considered a tavshil. Because here, the ikar atam is also bishnev tavshilin, bishum beribui tavshilin yeshbo kovet v'sanek. Because here, it has nothing to do with whether it can or cannot be cooked this way, it has to do with now that it's cooked, it makes it into a more chosh of a meal. It has kovet and tainuk to it, and therefore, that is what the problem is with the sudam avsek. It's nothing to do with whether it's considered bishul or not under other circumstances. So again, it could be a different din in regards to hilchus bishul akum than in regards to the shnei tavshilim aspect of this din with the sudam avsekis. We find many other such distinctions where something can have a halachic status in one way versus another way. For example, in terms of Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim in regards to Shabbos and regards to Tumah, something can be Rishus HaYoch in regards to Shabbos and Rishus HaRabim in regards to Tumah, or vice versa. So this is not at all a strange concept in halacha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the ein chiluk bein soli limavushul, that we don't distinguish between here roasting and cooking, linyanze, in regards to shnei tavshilin. So therefore, he brings it up from the Mordechai. There would be considered shtei tavshilim, even if one is roasted and one is cooked. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Beis. Kigon beitzim tsluyos, for example, if you have roasted eggs or peros tsluyin or roasted fruits, kulon shem tavshilim, they all have the status of being a tavshil for this halacha. V'zeo shekosav l'kame kishem chayim, and that's what he said. When we're talking about are they raw, lafuki kishem shbashlu onitzlu, as opposed to if they're cooked or if they are roasted. Now we go to Mechaber Sif Dalet, Mutu Lecho Peros Kishem Chayim Afilu Kamaminim. A person is allowed to eat different types of fruits when they're raw, even if they're from different species. So you could have an apple and an orange, that's not a problem. That's when they're raw. If you cook them, then it's two separate things. So you can have them when they're raw. The Ber Hetiv in Os Hey adds, the same thing would apply with Gvino V'chema Mikamaminim Chayim. If you had cheeses that weren't cooked, if you had different types of cheeses and butters, they're all considered, if they're raw, as one tafshil. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Noagim lechol adashim im beitzim mevusholim besochem. Person is allowed to consider as one dish. It's not considered two dishes. If he has lentils im beitzim, that's the girsa that we have, with eggs. They're considered that when they're all cooked together, that's one dish, shem machli avelim. And the reason why we allow this, because the lentils specifically, as well as the eggs, are considered machli avelim. They're round. They remind the person that the world is a gagalim istovev. The world is constantly rotating in the sense that a person is born and then nebuch, he dies. So this idea is expressed in circle-type foods, round foods, and that's why the minhag gets to eat these in avelus at the sudavra, or that's why we have them at other times as well. Mr. Brewer explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Shenechshav Kitav Shelecha, that this, according to the gears that we have, the lentils inside the eggs, when they're cooked together, it's considered a single tavshil. Of course, you're eating them together. This is only if it's eaten this way all year round, as we've already explained, the Chanal in Sif Gimel. Now, in the Tur, he has a different girsa than what we have here. But Tur kosav adashim o beitzim. Not that they're cooked together, but the minhag he said was to have either adashim or beitzim. And this is also the lashon of the levush. And I'm in a good slain away. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is the common practice nowadays, that people have she'ochlin beitzim levad, that people have just the hard-boiled egg, as we'll see, because of this avelus idea, as the Ramah is going to tell us in a second. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that the Ramah says over here, dafka beitzim koshos, eat hard-boiled eggs. So the, in the Hagos, from Rav Baruch Frankel, kshabetza ain't a kosher, ain't both simon avelus. If it's a runny egg, if it's a soft boiled egg, so then it's not considered a sign of avelus. The whole idea of avelus is that it's round. And if you have a soft boiled egg, so then it's only the shell that's round, but the inside is runny. But a hard boiled egg, the whole thing is round, and therefore it's more appropriate for that be a simon for avelus. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit tells us, then if you're having the hard-boiled egg, that's it. Udlo kamon am, not like many people mistakenly do. They have first a cooked dish, and then afterwards, then they sit on the floor and have their hard-boiled egg. That is not allowed. That's also because you already had one dish, and this is now a second dish. And certainly, and to go and bench, and then sit down on the floor and have the hard-boiled egg right afterwards is also inappropriate. The goren bracha shein atzricha, because that makes an unnecessary bracha, because technically, you didn't have to bench now. You could have not benched and eaten that thing without a separate bracha, and we're going to discuss this more tomorrow, Shir. But siftes yivor, ech lisnai b'zeh, how you do this. Again, the custom nowadays is that many people have a full meal, and then they break away, they bench, and then later on, right before the tainis, they have their sudam of sekis. That's allowed, but again, it can't be that you bench and then just go sit on the floor and have your hard-boiled egg. That's not right. We'll learn about this more in Yitz Shem tomorrow, Shir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, we already alluded to this in the Mishnah Berurah, Hagah, V'yishnogim lecho beitzim koshim, the minog is to have hard-boiled eggs, and the Ber Heitev adds over here in Oz Zayin, he says, v'karim, they should be cold as opposed to hot. Shehugam ke maichol avelim, because he brings down from Hagah's Maimonios that this is also an example of maichol avelim. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, mi she'ef shelo lo yochal b'sudam of sekes ela paschareva b'melach v'kito shomayim. He says the ideal way to commemorate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash at the Sudam of Sekis is for a person to have dry bread, paschareva, and you can dip it in a little bit of salt. That's not a problem. That's not considered a separate tavshil. And to have water, a kiton shamayim, a glass of water, a jug of water, and nothing else, nothing fancier, as we discussed already previously. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tezvav explains, a person doesn't have to limit how much he eats. We did talk about somewhat limiting your eating and drinking, but again, not to the point that it should make you not fast well. Ella, a person should do, yasibof and shucha lusbol hatinus. A person should eat enough to make sure that he'll fast okay. And the same thing when it comes to drinking water, one shouldn't limit themselves and eating and drinking, even at the Sudam of Sekis, and certainly not beforehand, in order to make the tainis as bearable as possible. Then we go to the Ramah, Hagah, V'yesh Machmirim, there are those that are machmir l'tabel achar chilosen pas be'efer uliochlo, that people have the custom that they dip the bread into some ashes and they eat it. And this is based upon the Pasuk in Echa, where it says, in the third parak of Echa, in Pasuk Tezayin, al shem v'yagreis bechotzos v'gomer, it means he broke with gravel. And this is symbolized over here by dipping your bread into some ashes and then eating it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tezayin explains further, the Omer, a person when he does this, he says, Zehu Sudas Tisha B'Av. He should say, this is Nebuch the Suda of Tisha B'Av. Now we go to Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Nogu Leishev Al Gabi Karka B'Suda Mavsekes. The minhag is to eat the Suda Mavsekes on the floor. Again, as a symbol of Avelus. The Ramah says, however, but you don't have to take off your shoes. He brings it down from the Gos Maimonios and the Rambam and the Beis Yosef as well, because this is not yet the time of Avelus. It's not yet Tisha B'Av. So therefore, we sit on the floor as a reminder of this, but we do not yet take off our shoes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin tells us the reason for sitting on the floor is Kedei Shehasudo Shefalo. This makes it into a humble, low meal. If you're sitting at a table, a big dining room table, so that makes it into a choshev meal. The whole idea is this should be a very humble and simple mourner's type of a meal. Then he says, if in a place where they eat normally when they're reclining, which is a sign like on Pesach night of Ashirus and nobility, so it would be enough if they just didn't eat Beseba now. However, it will be done for us. We no longer eat Beseba, people sit at a table. So it wouldn't be recognizable not to recline at your table because we never recline. So therefore, we would have to eat it on the floor. He's a weak person. A person who's weak is allowed to put some sort of a pillow underneath him. He doesn't have to sit on the hard, cold floor. The issue footnote number 15 brings down from the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Birki Yosef and also in the name of the Marash Shar Aryeh, Midivrei Kabbalah, that he says, sitting on the floor, la karka, lo hefzid beged, you shouldn't have anything between you, based upon Kabbalistic reasons, but he brings on the Kav HaChaim, that these things were only said, agabi karka murutsefes avonim, on a stone floor. But if you can sit on the plain tile floor, even if it's not a stone floor, that would be preferable. Then he says, if you put something underneath you that's less than a tefach, so the Kav HaChaim brings down, that's like sitting on the floor as well. And therefore, if somebody that's not at all weak, he's allowed to put something that just will raise him a little bit off the floor, a tefach. And again, amongst the Sfardim, when they sit Nebuch in Avelis for a Shiva, so they sit on things that are less than one tefach. Amongst the Ashkenazim, the minhag gets to even sit up to three tefachim because of the principle of law, but that is considered within three tefachim if it's on the ground. The issue for number 16 brings down, for somebody it's difficult to sit on the floor, even on a pillow, so he brings down from the Kav HaChaim in the name of the Ma'arikash in the Sefer Erech Lechem, shalakol apachos yishane es mekomo hakavulo. A person should at least go and change this place. If not, he's not able to sit on the low position, at least change the place that he normally eats. Mr. Brewer's Sivkot Yudchetz tells us that you don't have to take off your shoes. The reasoning is, the ain avelus no egar alayla, because when you're eating the Suda Masekis, it's not yet the official time of Tisha B'Av, it's not yet the Laila, therefore there is no official din of avelus. That's why even after the Suda Masekis is over, before it's night, you're still allowed to sit on the bench, you don't have to sit on the low stool. Now we go to Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Lizor, a person has to be very careful, Shol Yeshvu Shlosha Lechol B'Suda Masekis, the three people, three adult males above the age of 13 should sit together when eating the Suda Mafsekis, Kadeshul Yischaivu Bezimun, that they shouldn't have to do a Zimun, because you're not supposed to do Zimun for the Suda Mafsekis. Elekol Echad Yeshiv Levado, every person should sit by themselves, Vivarach Leatzu, and just bench by themselves and not have a Zimun. And if in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, as if caught in your test, Ubediyevet, if in fact, Afim Yoshvu Shlosha, if three people did not knowingly sit together. Let's say you have a father and two sons, and they're both above the age of bar mitzvah. So now, inadvertently, they sat together and had a zimun, lo yizamnu. They still don't do zimun, the lo choshu kviyas. It's not considered for the Suda Mafsekis, the three people sitting together, as a kviyas. This brought down the name of the various achronim. The issue footnote number 17 adds, v'afilu im yoshu mucheder echad, even if they're in the same room, they're all in the dining room. V'kol shekol echad yoshev levado, as long as they're each sitting by themselves, then there is no obligation of zimun in any event. So it brings out from the Sidur Yaivet, she'en ze nechshe kviyas, that's not considered the kviyas together. And he brings down as well from the Kav HaChaim, who adds, shemeyos tov yizoru shelo yurom echodim sheni. Ideally, they shouldn't see each other. You should sit separately in different places. Turn your back so you don't see them. And therefore, there's no consideration at all that this is a kviyas. Or, atchiam tinu, atchivarecha echod b'chasimot. No, let one of them go bench on his own. And this way, the others aren't benching with him, and there is no concern of zimun. With this, we conclude today's shir.